The Great Lakes are surrounded and supported by many, many great organizations. In fact, there's so many groups, advocates, and individuals doing work to support our lake that I could probably spend the next 20 years featuring them on the Lake Superior Project. But for now, on this segment, we're only going to talk about one, the Lake Superior Binational Forum. If you listen to WTIP regularly, you probably recognize the name of this 22-year-old organization based out of Northland College in Wisconsin and headed up by Lissa Radke, the U.S. coordinator. What they do is special because they take all of the diverse organizations and stakeholders from around Lake Superior, whether it's an environmental group or a governmental agency, and give them a platform to talk to each other and to help give input to set the policy that determines how our lake is managed. Here's Lissa.
We're the only lake-wide group that's working on basin-wide issues that affect all of us who live here. And that's really important because it sort of gives us the privilege of working at 30,000 feet and seeing how issues are playing out all around the lake and helping connect groups and communities who might be experiencing similar challenges in their own communities and saying, hey, we've got members all around the lake and we're looking at the lake as a whole, and we see that over in Marquette you're working on sustainability issues, and also in Thunder Bay you're working on very similar issues such as food security or how to reduce toxic waste in the lake. And so we can connect people with similar challenges or who are doing similar success stories. We can connect people who are showing leadership in the lake with folks who have some more that they want to learn about how to tackle some of their issues. So it's really important to have this basin-wide perspective on how the lake is being used and managed and how we can all help each other.
Lissa strongly believes that individuals need to be an essential part of the discussion around Lake Superior management. And working together is how we can best tackle the various issues facing the lake.
All of our five Great Lakes are really experiencing some severe challenges. And water is the very basic human need that all of us need to survive, the basic need that everything in the natural environment needs. And so we're all really being called upon to take some part in actions that can protect good water quality for our human health and for our environmental health. And there are wonderful governments and agencies who are trying the best they can to protect our lake. The agencies like the federal US EPA, of course, and others really need to hear how those of us who live here and use the lake want the lake to be managed by these governmental agencies. And that's why we feel it's imperative that ordinary people get a chance, no matter what side you are on any issue. But if you live here and you use this water and the resources around the lake, you need to have a voice at the table for how your community is being managed. And that's why we feel that the roles that the Lake Superior Binational Forum plays are so important for everybody up here who cares about this place.
Unfortunately for the Lake Superior Binational Forum, they recently received some bad news. As of mid-November, they were notified by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, their main source of funding, that they would no longer fund the forum or the four other stakeholder input groups in the Great Lakes region. Lorraine Norgaard is the U.S. Vice Chair for the forum.
All of our funding has been cut as of the end of 2014, December 31st. This is a very great shock to us. We had no forewarning. There was no expectation of this whatsoever. And so it has given us just a little more than a month to try to scramble and object to this discontinuing of funding and rally our supporters for that purpose, but also to try to more for change into other things, that other kinds of grants, other funding sources, etc. So this has been extremely difficult and very, very unfortunate, and something that we don't understand. There's been no criticism, no you know, no explanation other than they don't want to fund public stakeholder groups or outreach any longer. We've gotten a lot of support to object to this decision. The decision has been made by Dr. Susan Hedman, which is the Region 5 Administrator for EPA, and we have sent letters to her. We've had congressmen sent letters. The Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, the tribal chairwoman, Karen Diver, has been extremely supportive, very supportive, and she has actually met with Gina McCarthy in Washington, D.C., which is the EPA administrator, and has sent very strong letters to her and to Dr. Susan Hedman saying that this funding is necessary and vital for the implementation of work for the future of Lake Superior. So we're not sure what we can do at this point except to rally our supporters and ask everyone to please, please send a letter, call your congressman. Compared to other projects, a very small amount of money for EPA, and we're shocked that they would choose to do this at this time.
This isn't the first time the forum's funding has been cut, but it is the first time that it's been cut in its entirety. Unless they're able to find alternative funding sources, they'll have to close their doors at the end of the year. Despite this news, Lissa and Lorraine remain positive. Regardless of what happens to the forum, they believe in the importance of outreach work and public input on Lake Superior issues, and that the motivation behind their work is a resource that is absolutely vital.
You know, I think one of the most important things is stated in our vision statement, which simply says, water is life, and the quality of water equals the quality of life. And I believe that very deeply. I feel that this lake is 10% of the world's surface freshwater. Think about that. 10% of the world's surface freshwater right here. If we don't protect it, who will? If we don't take a stand and go forward to continue to find individual and organizational ways to support the quality of this water as we go into the future, it's going to be a very sad thing if this is lost. So think about that, and I think it's important that all of us do our part, whatever that is, to dedicate time, effort, money, resources to the quality of water of Lake Superior, which is one of the greatest gifts on Earth.
To find out more about the work of the Lake Superior Binational Forum or ways to support them, visit superiorforum.org. You can also find the addresses of Dr. Susan Hedman and Gina McCarthy of the U.S. EPA. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this segment were produced by Peter Elvin. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.